What a difference a week makes. Like many other congregations, this second Sunday of Easter is a bit different from last week when we celebrated the resurrection of our Lord. Last Sunday on Easter, this worship space was filled to overflowing. We had to bring in extra chairs in the back. Got a nice crowd today, but still, it's not quite as many as we had last week, is it? And the choir numbers have decreased a bit. But again, I thank you all for being here to lead us in, particularly in the musical portion of our worship. There were extra flowers adorning the space here. The weather, as I remember, was a bit more like springtime. We noticed that the pond out in the area there by the hallway, it's got ice on it this morning. That doesn't seem quite right for Easter, does it? The gospel reading told us of the empty tomb and announced that Jesus had risen. And Pastor Dave was standing here in the pulpit, which means there was a lot more energy going on just by the sheer nature of Pastor Dave. I am always inspired and enlivened by his presence here and the energy that he provides to us all. But in these verses from the gospel today, for the second Sunday of Easter, you might read and might notice that it is still evening on that first day of the week, that first Easter day. So I invite you to take a look at that motley gathering of disciples that were hiding behind those locked doors, filled with fear. Imagine that Peter and John have just told the others how they found Jesus' tomb empty. And Mary Magdalene, well, she's just told some kind of a wild story about having actually talked with the risen Jesus in the cemetery in the garden by herself. Well, by now, Judas has left the group. He's killed himself. And certainly, their conversations must have been full of wrestling with the question, okay, we saw Jesus die on the cross. Some of us have seen the tomb empty and actually have talked with Jesus, but what do we do now? Well, Thomas had ventured out, but did anybody know where he was? Had he deserted them temporarily? Or maybe he just drew the short end of the straw and had to go out for provisions, fearing for his life. Scriptures don't really tell us, do they? But before we criticize those disciples, I wonder if our lives are really any different from the lives of the disciples. Is our situation very different from that fear-filled, locked room in the 20th chapter of John? Last Sunday, as we sang loudly our alleluias and proclaimed, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Even so, by now, some of us have moved back to our day-to-day living in fear, hiding behind locked doors, wrestling with our issues and our doubts, and demanding some form of proof in the midst of our day-to-day existence and demanding or in asking ourselves, so what? Now what do? In spite of the locked doors in that room, the gospel text states that Jesus came and stood among them in the house where the disciples had gathered and said simply, peace be with you. Then notice what happens next. In verse 20, it says that after Jesus had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Now, Frank Honeycutt is a retired Lutheran pastor, an author, and he was a former camp counselor buddy of mine back in the 70s. He suggests that there's something important going on here that connects Christ's peace with the wounds of Christ. Peace be with you, he says, and then his wounds are immediately on display. And then Honeycutt suggests, what would happen if we took our cues from Jesus in sharing the peace? Peace be with you, Madge, and take a look at my cardiac bypass incision. Peace be with you, Randy. Let me tell you about the bills I had a hard time paying last week. Peace be with you, Sally. And yes, I'm sure you've heard about my nephew who's struggling with his drug problem. I'm reminded of a similar story told by Gerhard Frost about a friend's experience of worship on Easter morning. And during the point in the service where the greeting of peace was exchanged, a man turned to the woman next to him, extended his hand, and claimed, "Christ is risen." And the woman, with tears on her cheeks, replied, "He is risen indeed." And then she added with a whisper, "And it had better be true." Then she informed the man of her husband's recent death. So today, some of you may be feeling the same kind of pain, like that woman, because of something that's happened to you recently. Peace be with you, we say. But on the other hand, we say, and it had better be true. Well, then there's Thomas. When the other disciples announced to him, "We have seen the Lord," Thomas demands to have that same experience that the other disciples had had. Thomas wants to see and touch Jesus too, not so unlike us. And sure enough, the gospel tells us, a week later, Jesus returned to the house where the disciples were gathered, and this time Thomas was with them. Again, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." This time he invited Thomas to examine his nail-punctured hands, to actually touch that gash wound in his side. Words of peace weren't enough for Thomas that day. He needed to see that for himself. And having seen the risen Lord for himself, there was no stopping Thomas. From then on, Thomas went to proclaim, "My Lord and my God," and to tell others of what he had seen. What a difference a week made. Or did it? Had the resurrection changed life for Thomas and the disciples in any meaningful way? Times were hard. Persecution was real. And that suffering and hardship did not end with Jesus being raised from the dead. But seeing those wounds, seeing those scars on Jesus, helped Thomas realize that God understood the danger and the risk of living faithfully in a broken world. And regardless of the enormity of the perils he might face, the love of God was even greater. It was enough to give him the courage and strength he needed to keep on going. For Thomas, God's love changed everything. God's love changed everything. Have you heard that phrase somewhere around here recently? Perhaps a youth gathering that's coming up in Houston. This changes everything. The love of God makes a difference. It made a difference for Thomas. It made a difference for those first disciples. It makes a difference for us as well. Pastor David Lowes writes, "There's so many different emotions and moods and reactions and persons, yet all are gathered together in the embrace of the risen Lord's offer of peace, shalom, wholeness, newness. Whatever else it might be, this is the picture of a resurrection community. All kinds of different, distinctive, diverse people bound together in the promise of resurrection in a way that the whole is larger than the sum of its parts. And I'd like to say, and have you imagine this as a resurrection community here as we gather this morning, as we join together in our ministries as Bethel Lutheran Church. But has Christ's resurrection changed our lives in any really meaningful way? We ask for the same experience as Thomas. We want to see and touch the risen Christ, and we want some sort of assurance that Christ is present with us in our struggles, in our pain, in our brokenness. And maybe that's the definition of true peace. As Honeycutt concludes his article, true peace and perhaps true belief are possible only when we deal seriously with our wounds and with the wounds of the body of Christ, the church. So as we gather together in this place week after week, we remember that as we share the peace of Christ with one another, it is though Jesus himself has come and is standing among us announcing, "Peace be with you," showing us his hands and his feet. "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And then he breathes on us and says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." We are not sent out alone. That is enough for us to throw our entire beings into living as disciples of Jesus. And with the same enthusiasm and the same conviction with Thomas, we too can be bold to proclaim, "My Lord and my God." In that faith, we no longer need to hide. We no longer need to lock the doors of our hearts. We no longer need to live in fear. It is true, and it makes all the difference. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.